USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal appeals court reinstates the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for large companies employing more than 100 workers. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati ruling late yesterday after the mandate was blocked in November by a lower court. Politico says a coalition of 27 business groups has quickly appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's unclear if it's allowed to stand when it would actually take effect as of now. Former Donald Trump ally Roger Stone used his Fifth Amendment right repeatedly yesterday, the right not to incriminate himself during a House committee probe of the January Capitol riot, and told reporters later it's not because he's done anything wrong, but he says Democrats, quote, have a history of fabricating perjury charges. You can find USA Radio News online at usaradio.com.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that's shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing, if you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Many things have reopened, many restrictions had been rolled back, but now because of a surge again, a lot of disappointed tourists in New York City are having to deal with the fact that the Radio City Rockettes have announced they're ending their season early because of the COVID outbreak among the production staff.
Not happy about it at all. This is our senior trip. We flew up here from Georgia.
We came from Virginia, so it's a long ride, and we came up here, and we bought tickets 2 months ago.
It's just a long way to come to be disappointed.
Tickets for the canceled shows are supposed to be refunded. New York State saw a new record there for the highest number of new infections in a single day as results on Thursday were made public. Just over 21,000 people in the city testing positive for the virus. Meanwhile, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator saying yesterday that those who remain unvaccinated are creating a major risk to themselves and everyone around them. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The U.S. Postal Service is reaching a settlement with the NAACP over mail delays and their effect on election ballots. The Postal Service has agreed to take what it calls extraordinary measures to get ballots delivered for the 2022 midterm elections. Weekly reports will be provided on service performance starting 6 weeks before the actual elections. Mail-in ballot guidance will also be publicly posted no later than February 1st for federal primary elections and October 1st for general elections. The NAACP filed the lawsuit in 2020 arguing the changes made in the delivery system made it unreliable and led to confusion before the election. Workers at the deadly Astroworld Festival in Houston might not be getting paid. An email obtained by Rolling Stone shows a manager representing the festival's promoters suggesting that workers would not get their paychecks unless they sign an amended employment contract releasing Live Nation and Score More productions from liability. A revised contract in the edit states that employees assumed full responsibility for injuries or damages at the festival. Tiger Woods back on the golf course. The golf legend hitting the links yesterday with his son Charlie at the PNC Championship Pro-Am in Orlando. Woods had last played competitive golf a year ago at the same event. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.